You've heard of improv comedy, and maybe you've even seen an improv performance, but chances are you've never seen anything quite like Broadway's next hit musical. The cast of this New York stage comedy essentially makes up musicals on the spot, and it's coming to East Lansing's Wharton Center tomorrow. Current state producer Katie Cook spoke with one of the cast members who happens to be a Michigander, right, Katie?
That's right. Her name is Katie Hammond. She's from Michigan, and she's been doing improv comedy for many years. She explained to me how Broadway's next hit musical works. Actually, she kind of showed me how it works. But we started by talking about some of the basics of improv comedy. With so many actors and comedians getting their start in improv comedy, I think improv is pretty widely known. But for those who don't know a lot about it, let's talk a little bit about how improv works in general. Like, there's the basic rule of yes and. Can you explain what that means exactly?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's different genres of improv. There's long form, there's musical improv, and then there's short form, which is probably the most widely known version of improv, which is what people see on Whose Line Is It Anyway. So that's when people say, I do improv, I think that's what the most common recognition goes to. But the basic rule of improv, the yes and, just means that because everything is being made up in the moment by your scene partners, you don't know what they're planning to do. They don't know what you're planning to do. So you have to work together to create something awesome and memorable and hopefully funny and hopefully charming. And the way to do that is by saying yes to your partner. And the and part of that is you're saying yes to their ideas and you're building on them. So instead of saying yes, but, or no, and, you know, it's just the most positive way to build something collaboratively, mm-hmm. which in improv is the only way to be successful.
So where does musical improv fit into the different genres? Is it more like long form or short form? Can it be both?
Well, it's the best kind, but it's also kind of one of the newer styles. Like Wayne Brady is probably the most famous musical improviser that's out there, and a lot of his success and notoriety is because of Whose Line Is It Anyway and because he's amazing. But he does a lot, from what people have seen, it's just like the quick, like, make up a song, you know, on the spot in, right. in a genre, in a style with like some words from the audience. Like that's kind of a short form game of musical improv. And then there's also long form musical improv where you make up an entire musical based on audience suggestions. It's a cohesive narrative storyline. What we do at Broadway's Next is the longer storytelling version of musical improv, where you get suggestions from the audience and you make up a song, a musical, really, and then you find a way to make a story throughout. And one of the great things about the show is it's family-friendly, which to a college campus doesn't necessarily sound super inviting, but what's so great about it is that when we're on the road, when we're in New York, you know, our audience is very loyal, and so we get the same people coming again and again and again because it's a show you can see 100 times and it's never the same.
Right.
But on the road, our audiences are the whole spectrum, so we get parents bringing their young kids and loving it to people who are retired and just looking for something interesting to do. And because our comedy is clean and our comedy is tight, it appeals to everyone. And it's just a joy. Like I watch the show when I'm not in it because we're a rotating cast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always the same people on the road. It's not always the same people. There's, you know, 10 of us that rotate through whoever's available to go to a certain tour.
Right.
And when I'm not in the shows, I'll go and watch them because it's just such a great night.
Tell me more about what Broadway's Next hit musical, like what happens during your show?
So Broadway's Next, what we do is kind of like the Tony Awards, only it's the Phony Awards. And so the first half of the show is the award ceremony. So we ask the audience to write down made up song titles on little slips of paper before the show starts, and those all go in a fishbowl. And then one at a time, we'll come out and present a nominated song. So like at the Tony Awards or at the Oscars, where you see a little snippet of, you know, the movie or the musical, and then, or you hear a song, and just to kind of give the audience a picture and an idea, a snapshot of like what that show is about, we do that also, only it's all made up. And we wear gowns and tuxes, and I'll come out and say, oh, I'm so honored to be here tonight to present this nominated song. And then I'll just randomly reach in the fishbowl and pull out a suggested song title. So they all should be made up, you know. The more out of left field the title, the more fun the show becomes, because it really does weigh heavily on the suggestions that we get, on how interesting and fun and like exciting the show feels. And so we will take the song title and then tell, make up the musical that that song came from. So if the song title,
what if I gave you a suggestion? Could you show me how it works?
Well, I could try. Sure.
let me think. Okay. How about Let's Go Walking on the Moon Together?
So I would pull out Let's Go Walking on the Moon Together.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So I would say, I'm so honored to be here tonight presenting this next nominated song, Let's Go Walking on the Moon Together. And the song, Let's Go Walking on the Moon Together, comes to us from the musical Heavy Feet. And the musical Heavy Feet is, of course, about the space program in its early days and the very first astronauts that wanted to go into outer space. And I play an astronaut, one of the first female astronauts in NASA, and I'm trying to convince my husband that this is a really great idea to send me into space, even though it's never been done before. And so in the scene where Let's Go Walking on the Moon Together happens, my character is trying to convince her husband to come with me, and he just doesn't want to go.
Okay, and then the music starts?
Almost. So that, well, yes, we have like underscoring, but then another actor will come and join me on stage, and we will improvise the scene that I've just talked about. And then at some point when the emotions are heightened, which is the whole point of musical improv, is that when the emotions get so heightened, you have to sing because talking isn't enough anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would improvise that song.
Okay.
So in the first half of our show, that happens four times. We see four different song titles. We see four different worlds, four different show potentials.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audience picks the favorite. And then in act two, we improvise the entire musical that won the Phony Award. So you see the scene again. You hear the song again. You just see it within the context of the whole musical story.
Okay. Very cool. So are you going to sing Let's Go Walking on the Moon Together for me?
Well, not without a piano player. I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
I'm speaking with Katie Hammond. She's a member of Broadway's Next Hit Musical, which is an improvised musical comedy show that's coming to East Lansing this Friday. So, Katie, you're from Michigan. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, we moved around quite a bit. I was born outside of Detroit in Birmingham, and then we moved to Kalamazoo for a while. So I lived in Portage, and then my junior year in high school, we moved to Ohio, and then I went to college in Ohio, and then I moved to Chicago to study improv, because that's kind of, I fell in love with it in college and thought this would be a really fun hobby, and then I realized that it could be a profession, and it's not easy, and I'm not a rich person, but it's really my favorite thing to do.
And Chicago is kind of like the mecca for improv. It's where a lot of people go to train. What was it like learning improv there?
It was awesome. It's one of those things now where I've been doing it for so long professionally that looking back, I can't believe that I did some of the things I did. Like, I've done some really, really terrible, terrible shows that at the time I was so proud of. But it was really, I've studied with some of the greats, which sounds like so cheesy, but in the improv world, there are people that everybody knows, like TJ Jagodowski and Susan Messing,
yeah.
And they were my teachers. And
really?
I was so lucky to learn from them. And it's been so interesting because I spent almost 5 years in Chicago studying and performing. I was at I.O. and Second City and The Annoyance and The Playground. And then I had a quick pickup in Orlando where I improvised full-time at Disney World. And then coming from Chicago to New York was really interesting because the improv community here is so strong and it's so thriving, but it's much different. Like, the style is different, and the way people teach and approach improv is a lot different here. And so it took me like a year to kind of figure it out and try to figure out how to succeed in this community of people, because the talent's so high. You got to find the people you jive with, because improv is all about the team.
And you write musicals on the side, is that right?
Yeah, I am not currently working on anything, but I've written a couple musicals, one of which is good. And it's getting some press, which is, not anything like, ooh, look at this. But we've had success with it getting produced. There's a theater, it just got picked up by a theater in Sydney, Australia. And I just actually this morning got an email from the woman I co-wrote this show with about someone in Paris being interested in the show. So it's, you know, nothing major, and it's just a short one-act, really sad musical, actually, but has some comedic moments. But it's nothing like what I do day-to-day, which was why when it happened I was so surprised by it. But I'm really proud of the show. It's really wonderful.
I've been speaking with Michigan native Katie Hammond of Broadway's Next Hit Musical, which is an improvised musical comedy show from New York. Broadway's Next Hit Musical will be performing at the Wharton Center this Friday, January 29th at 8 p.m. Thank you so much, Katie.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.